WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday. It's April 11th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
We've got another cool day today, but the warm-up arrives tomorrow. We might hit 80 this weekend. We've uncovered details of a pet scam. A man collects money for vet bills after beating his dog to death. Governor Murphy's treasurer making the case for massive tax hikes. Facebook in full damage control mode. CEO Mark Zuckerberg returns for more grilling by Congress. In sports, the Mets win again. They're 9-1. Phils also win. The Red Sox pasted the Yankees. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, we're almost there.
Almost. The warm-up is just around the corner. And even today, temperatures will end up a little bit below normal for this time of year. It is chilly this morning, but I think it's still fair to call it a nice day. Temperatures in the 20s and 30s to start. Most of us are below freezing. A little cooler than I expected, so definitely grab a jacket at least as you head out the door. Mostly to partly sunny and dry today. It will be breezy with high temperatures in the lower to mid 50s. Normal would be 60 degrees, so again, we're just shy of that point. Few clouds tonight, maybe a shower or sprinkle around, lows in the upper 30s to around 40. The warm-up kicks in tomorrow, but hard to enjoy it with lots of clouds, a batch of showers around midday, and a gusty wind at 30 miles an hour. We'll see most highs in the mid 60s. It'll be cooler along the coast. Then on Friday, as mostly sunny skies emerge, it'll be breezy and warm, highs 75 to 80 degrees. Again, cooler along the coast, though, only in the 60s. Saturday stays warm. Sunday, not so much. Right now, Plainfield 26, Mays Landing 25, and Pemberton 27.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will be back before Congress today as lawmakers seek to hold him accountable for privacy failures. Zuckerberg apologized several times as he underwent 5 hours of questioning by a Senate committee.
It will take some time to work through all the changes we need to make across the company, but I'm committed to getting this right.
Lawmakers were at times aggressive Tuesday as they accused Zuckerberg of failing to protect the personal information of tens of millions of Americans from Russians intent on upsetting the U.S. election. New Jersey 101.5 has uncovered details of a man who duped hundreds into giving him donations for veterinary bills for a dog he ultimately abused to death. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the details on this morning. Patrick?
Eric, the website GoFundMe says it will refund more than $14,000 to nearly 700 people who donated to the vet bills of a 14-week-old German Shepherd named Atlas. The dog's owner, 24-year-old Reed Herjo, was pulled over in Medford January 22nd and told police he was taking Atlas to the vet because the pup had been struck by an SUV. That quickly came into question, police determining Atlas' injuries had been intentionally inflicted and that it hadn't been the first time. Herjo, who's now charged, claims the dog fell down stairs in December and a hill in January before a suspicious death in February. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures still in the 20s and 30s this morning, but it'll be a mostly to partly sunny day today. Breezy, pleasant. High temperatures should stretch into the mid-50s. Now, tomorrow, even though it's going to be windy and we might see a batch of showers around midday, it will start to warm up, highs in the mid-60s, and then Friday we could hit near 80. We'll have more on your weekend weather forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. The Murphy administration begins making a hard push for massive tax hikes in New Jersey. We'll tell you what they had to say and what the prospects are for passage in 2 minutes. You're listening to
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures starting out of the 20s and 30s. We're at or below freezing just about everywhere again today. We'll see high temperatures maybe in the mid-50s, by tomorrow mid-60s, but we do have some shower activity than forecast. Friday looks to be a great day with high temperatures topping out near 80 away from the coast. New Jersey is one of two states in which tax collections have not yet reached their peak from before the recession nearly a decade ago. Governor Murphy's treasurer is making the case to lawmakers massive tax hikes are needed to set the state's finances in a better direction.
Acting Treasurer Elizabeth Moyo says if you wiped away the net $1.5 billion in tax increases and around $600 million in new spending, next year's budget would have a $161 million deficit.
This is not only unsustainable, it is unacceptable. And the governor is proposing a series of new revenue and budget initiatives to get our fiscal house in order.
Senator Paul Sarlo says every budget proposal from every governor is changed by the legislature to some degree. He says tax hikes won't be considered until lawmakers see the results of the big April tax collections. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Rutgers grads this year will hear from the head of PayPal instead of former Vice President Joe Biden. Biden turned down the invitation, saying he was just too busy. PayPal CEO Dan Schulman has accepted. He grew up in Princeton. He had served on the Rutgers board in the past. New Jersey transit officials are authorizing another $2 million for rail car repairs. The agency is also borrowing a train from Maryland to help ease overcrowding.
The next time you take the train, your ride may look a bit different. NJT has traded an unused locomotive for 10 passenger cars that will operate as an extra train if a rail line is overcrowded. Hundreds of NJT trains have been taken out of service so employees can install positive train control brakes, but most of the system's rail car deficiency is caused by general maintenance issues. Governor Murphy says the deal with the Maryland Transit Authority is a short-term fix. He hopes to come up with more permanent solutions to overcrowding once he sees the result of the NJT audit. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We are getting word this morning the Indiana Avenue Elementary School in Woodbridge will be open this morning. It had been closed for the last month to deal with mold and asbestos issue, the hazards found while crews were repairing a leaky roof. Kids had been splitting classes at two other schools. They returned to full-day programs today. Dog may be man's best friend, but not a mailman's best friend. In 2017, New Jersey saw more than 150 dog attacks just on postal employees alone. New figures are out this morning.
The number of dog attacks in New Jersey dropped from 175 in 2016 to 153 in 2017. Bitten decades ago on his route, Bud Lake letter carrier Bob Peterson says they're trained to have their satchels and dog spray on them at all times, but dog owners can do their part as well.
Sometimes customers get a little comfortable with their animals, but they don't realize they're putting us in a precarious situation.
The agency's advice, if a carrier delivers mail to your door, place your dog in a separate closed-off room. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Police have busted up a huge heroin pipeline that had been bringing drugs from Pennsylvania into the Trenton area for months. A Ewing man arrested for distributing it around Mercer County after they witnessed a massive delivery from a home in North Philly. Shopping at your favorite retail store may get a bit quicker, but will it be safer? Starting Saturday, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover announced they will no longer require you to sign a receipt for purchases made with a credit card.
Adam Levin, who runs the company Cyber Scout, says the change in policy really does not affect credit card security.
I don't think requiring a signature means anything at all. In fact, if you think about it, when you go to most stores and you sign the receipt, nobody looks at it anyway.
John Holub of the Jersey Retail Merchants Association says the most secure system would be a credit card with a chip that requires consumers to enter a PIN number.
The credit card companies don't make it a requirement, and that's something that we feel they should do.
David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Jersey Shore contractor finally arrested after taking $250,000 from homeowners and never starting any work on their homes. Peter Rinaldi was taking the money to repair storm-damaged homes from 2014 to 2016, but investigators say he deposited the money into his personal account to pay his own bills. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. We are going to start the warm-up tomorrow. It'll be an okay day today. And then what about the weekend? We'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
All of the news and the weather updates.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, not a bad day today to start the run.
But the warm-up really kicks in tomorrow. I just got a text message from our own Bob Williams, who told me to look at the beautiful crescent moon. I went outside. The moon is beautiful, but it's cold out there. Lots of temperatures in the 20s, some 30s as well. So don't be shocked by how chilly it is as you start your day. We'll make it into the lower to mid-50s later on. Mostly to partly sunny skies, a little bit breezy as the day goes on. I think it's fair to call today a nice day, although not quite warm yet. A few clouds tonight. I can't rule out a shower or sprinkle. Lows in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. And then we'll start warming up tomorrow, but it's going to be hard to enjoy the day with lots of clouds, a batch of showers around midday, and a gusty wind to about 30 miles an hour. Highs will be in the mid-60s for most of the state. It'll be cooler along the coast. Now, Friday, aside from a slight chance for a morning shower, it's going to be a mostly sunny, breezy, and warm day. Look for highs generally in the mid to upper 70s. 80, not out of the question. It's not going to hit 80 everywhere, but certainly a possibility. Along the coast, that water temperature is still very chilly, only in the 40s right now, and that is going to affect our weather. Friday's high temperatures along the Jersey Shore only in the 60s. For the weekend, we'll enjoy another warm day for Saturday. Highs again well into the 70s for most, but turning cooler and cloudier with occasional showers on Sunday as highs fall back into the 60s. Looks like the heavy rain will come on Monday. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, details of a pet scam to reveal to you today after a man collected thousands of dollars for vet bills when police say he actually beat his dog to death. Governor Murphy's treasurer is making the case for massive tax hikes, $1.6 billion worth. But legislators may not go along. In sports, Mets win again. They're 9-1. Phillies also win, but the Red Sox pace to the Yankees, 14-1 at Fenway. The NBA regular season ends tonight, and the NHL playoffs start with the Flyers and Penguins at 7. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. It's cold out there to start, 20s and 30s now. We'll make it to the lower to mid-50s later on. Pretty nice day as we stay dry, mostly to partly sunny. Bit of a breeze today, too. You might still need a jacket through this afternoon. New Jersey First News Time, still 519.
Dennis and Judy.
The idea of chicken and waffles is repulsive to me, but...
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Thank you.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
Does that make sense?
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on this Wednesday morning. We've reached the midweek point, and it looks like the weather will continue to improve from here. It's cold this morning. Temperatures are in the 20s and 30s, but we are expected to see highs today in the 50s. We should see 60s tomorrow, and is it possible Friday that we may actually touch 80 for the first time this year in many places? That's what Dan is thinking. We'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. A New Jersey boy was injured when he tried to hang from a New Jersey Transit light rail train last night. NJT says the boy fell when the Hudson Bergen light rail train began moving. He was taken to a local hospital, non-life-threatening injuries, but police have already charged him with defiant trespassing and interference with transportation. As New Jersey experiences a staggering hike in the incidence of newborns exposed to drugs and alcohol in the womb, the State Health Department is launching a campaign to get a better handle on this problem.
Babies exposed to drugs in the womb are at risk of prematurity, birth defects, and withdrawal symptoms, such as seizures and vomiting, says Colette Lamoth-Gallette with the New Jersey Department of Health.
Women should understand that their addiction can be treated to reduce the impact to their unborn child.
These frightening facts are being distributed through social media, healthcare facilities, and ads as part of the department's awareness campaign, along with the number for women of childbearing age to call for treatment referrals, 844-276-2777. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 524. A former Army major and his wife, convicted of abusing their young foster children over several years, due back in court for a resentencing after their original sentence was thrown out for being too light. John and Carolyn Jackson lived at the Army's Picatinny Arsenal when they were charged in 2013. They were convicted of multiple counts of child endangerment in 2015. A judge then sentenced them to 2 years in prison. Prosecutors wanted up to 19 years after presenting evidence the Jacksons regularly beat the children, denying them food and water and medical care. If there's a major storm, a man-made emergency, or even a road closure, different Jersey counties take different approaches to how they let you know what's going on.
Joe Crizza of Middlesex County says whenever officials get an important weather or emergency update from the state,
information that's county-related or county-specific is provided to residents through our website and our social media sites.
But in Somerset County, Freeholder boss Patrick Scaglione says residents can sign up for 50 different types of notifications via text, email, whatever is most convenient.
We live in a different world now. People are much more connected. They're much more on the run, and they have limited time to access information.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. Temperatures are in the 20s and 30s, maybe 50s today, and we have to watch out for maybe a little bit of light rain activity. Dan will have more on that, and then the big warm-up as we move into the weekend. That's coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 530. Also at 530, the latest on Zuckerberg's testimony before Congress about Facebook and an animal scam. If you donated to this guy, you may have some money coming back. Business news is next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Hi, my New Jersey's First News, 528. As we update business, shares are mixed in Asia, trading in a narrow range after overnight gains following conciliatory comments on trade by the Chinese president. Wall Street, the S&P surged almost 2%. The Dow the same, above 24,400 this morning. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk. Digital content coordinated by Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
All Jersey, all the time.
Jersey is nothing without you guys.
New Jersey 101.5.